Monday Motivation for February 26th, 2024. Part of the family. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. If you ever doubt we live in a fallen world, just turn on the news. You will see the wickedness of humanity on full display. Though some of us are spared the brunt of worldly sin, any we experience is significant. It can be easy to think we're left twisting in the wind when dealing with the fallout of all the evil around us, but God has always known about the evil of the world. Rather than being apathetic to it, God works in His way to bring it to judgment. Sometimes that involves giving people time to come to their senses, or give in to the temptation. When time for judgment has come, there is nothing that can be done to deny what will happen. But even in this, He does not forget those that follow Him. Genesis 19 revisits the family of Lot. Lot and his uncle Abram split their camps back in chapter 13. Abram did rescue Lot when he became embroiled in a local armed conflict, but otherwise, there has been little contact known to us. Much has happened to Abram, now Abraham, since then. We see the same is true for Lot. He's married and has at least two daughters. They live in Sodom. This was one of the cities of the plain where Lot chose to settle when he separated from Abraham. Sodom and Gomorrah are the two most notorious of these cities that were destroyed by God because of their sinfulness. God's judgment came on these cities because their sin was serious and an outcry had reached God concerning it. This evidence was proved true by the actions of the men of Sodom when the two angelic messengers arrive. Lot alone tries to shield them from the townspeople and receives threats because of it. Even as they're carrying out their work of judgment, the angels seek to safeguard those in the city that are righteous. They plead with Lot to seek out any family he has in the city before it is destroyed. They also instruct him and his family to literally head for the hills to escape what is coming. When Lot claims he can't make it that far fast enough, they allow him to seek refuge in a smaller settlement in the plain. They also give instructions that will keep them safe as they depart and the judgment begins. We may not be forced to abandon all we have to flee for our lives. At least we haven't been yet. But even in the hardships we face today, we can be assured that God remembers us. The Psalms so often reflect on God's goodness to and provision for His people. We see it lived out in the rescue of Lot and his family. There were not enough people to justify saving the city, but the righteous in the city could be preserved if they left. Not everyone made it out. But Lot's wife was lost because she disobeyed the instructions. In the same way, if we can stick to our instructions in God's Word and remain in contact with Him through prayer, we can trust that He will watch over us. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.